So excited to be on the phone with Melissa Morgan. I was just playing one of your records yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Can you guess which one it was?
What?
Do Me Baby.
Well, they always play that one.
I know, but it's such a good one. Listen, here's the thing. I mean, Prince is such an incredible artist and an incredible songwriter. And Prince falls into the mindset of Luther for me. I don't like nobody to do Luther songs. I don't like nobody to do Prince songs. But you did that Prince song, and you did it so well that we love it. And we keep playing it over and over and over again. So it's a huge compliment.
Well, thank you very much. And I also got the nice compliment from Prince himself, which is really nice, because the first time I met him, he said to me, "Thank you for a great song." And I said, "No, it was your song." He said, "Yeah, but you made it great."
Oh, wow. That is the ultimate compliment. I mean, what do you do? Where do you go after that?
I know.
That is the ultimate compliment. So listen, you are going to be on Unsung tonight. So this is a great thing because we can watch you on Unsung right before we go into Empire, which is a show all about music. So you've given us the music industry prep show before we actually go into that incredible drama. Tell us, what was it like doing Unsung, and what are we going to, don't give it all away, but what are some things that we might learn about you that we didn't know before?
Well, I tell you, I saw Empire. You know, I have On Demand, and I made sure that I watched Empire because everyone was talking about it, and I think my episode is a great lead-in to the Empire series, and I'll tell you why, because what happened with me is, like, a lot of people know of my music, but they don't know who Melissa Morgan is, you know? And what Unsung has allowed me to do, because all you hear is the surface. Yeah, Melissa Morgan's doing this, or maybe Melissa Morgan got married, or she has the number one record, or this, that. But you don't hear any of the inside stuff. And what Unsung has allowed me to do is to tell my inside story, you know, to the public. So they get to see a little peek of what I've been living and how I've been living and the things that I've been going through as a woman, as a artist, as a songwriter, you know, things that they just did not know before.
And that's why we love this show. It gives us a peek, you know, behind the curtain, like, what is going on? Why was this person doing this? Why did this song come out? You know, I love this. I love to kind of see that you guys, meaning artists, are normal people just like us. You go through the marriages and the drama and the babies and all of that just like us. You have troubles on your job just like we do. And that's why it's so exciting, because it's like we can listen to you on the radio and then find out, oh, this was going on when she was singing that. Oh.
Yeah. And I have a perfect a story for that, because the industry, a lot of people in the industry do other things, you know, to escape, you know, what they're going through. And my thing was always my music. So I really escaped myself and my music. So when things didn't go right, it, you know, I had a whole different twist to it. And that's what you're going to see in Unsung. I didn't turn to, you know, drugs or anything like that, but I turned to other things. And maybe, you know, at times I was, you know, a little diva bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because things wasn't going right this way. So, you know, you release yourself in other ways.
We'd rather have you be a diva than strung out on drugs. I'd much rather hear that story.
Yes.
Oh, she was a diva versus she was cracked out. Nobody likes that story. That does not ever end well.
Amen.
Well, listen, we are very excited about seeing you on. This is actually the season finale of Unsung. So we're going out with a bang with your story. And then we can, you know, check out Empire afterward. Hopefully you'll be watching with us, right?
Yes, what I'm doing, I'm having a premiere screening party in New York at the Cove Lounge in Harlem. So we've got probably about 300 to 500 people that are going to be there watching it with all across the country. I did South Carolina. I did Atlanta on Friday. We're doing New York. And it's just been a wonderful ride leading up to it, just the press and being in all the papers and everybody wanting to interview me. And, you know, it's just wonderful. So, and after this, I'm going on tour. I'm going to Fort Myers, Florida to do a show with Howard Hewitt for Valentine's Day. And then I got shows coming up at the casino with RL of Next and K. So, mm-hmm. you know, the story continues. And that's the beautiful thing about this Unsung is that my story is still continuing.
Well, we like it when the stories continue and it's happy and we're not all crying at the end of the episode. So congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time out. It sounds like you have a really busy schedule. Thank you for taking time out to talk to us here in the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. And we will be watching your episode tonight of Unsung. Thank you so much.